I've got to find an answer. I've got to find a way. Things are growing darker, darker every day. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to go. Oh, won't somebody help me? Won't somebody let me know? I'm searching for my freedom. I'm looking for my life. I've heard so many sermons, but nothing's worked out right. I'm trying to let go, but I need someone I can hang on to. That's why I came to you, girl. That's why I came to you. I can see true love shining from your eyes. I can feel your kiss freeing me from lies. I can feel your
than the sea. But what is that to me? Got my eyes on you, my captain, and I'm finding you all that I need to guide me to my destiny. And I felt the wind blow, I felt the power flow. You're undefeatable. I've seen your fire burn, your keys turn, they are unbeatable. They cannot take my liberty, for you have made me free. They can take all my possessions, but they cannot take one thing from me, because you're my reality. And I felt the winds blow, I felt the power blow. You're undefeatable.
Yeah, he is. Invincible, certainly. And much more than that, the glorious Lord that he is. We thank you for tuning in today here. We're on Labor Day weekend here, the beginning of it. I know some people started it earlier, but indeed this is the beginning of it. So hope you're going to have a blessed weekend this weekend and spend time with Jesus as well, hopefully, as well as enjoying whatever you're going to be doing. As long as it's not a bad thing, that is. I want you to enjoy a bad thing, right? Only a God thing. So may he lead you and guide you in your weekend. And glad you're here tonight. We're going to get into the news here as we start the program on this second day of September 2022. All right, yeah, well, the so-called president attacked a lot of people in his little address. I noticed ABC, NBC, and CBS didn't carry his broadcast to the world, but to the United States. But boy, wow, that's getting a lot of attention on the things that he said. And he called President Trump basically a clear and present danger to America, really. Wow. Anyway, this is his ongoing attack on half of America, or more than half of America, probably. Anyway, Fed probes nearly 30,000 Mexican passport holders with Middle Eastern names at U.S. border. That's right, 30,000, they're holding Mexican passports, but they don't have Mexican names. They have Middle Eastern names. So who's coming across the border? Yeah, everyone is taking advantage of open borders, terrorists and enemies of the USA, and who knows what else is coming in that border. 22,000 Colorado Excel customers who were hot on Tuesday wanted to cool their homes with their smart thermostats and found out their thermostats were locked up. In other words, they had no control over their thermostats in their home. They couldn't override it either. That's right. Everyone, go get that smart thermostat so they can control your thermostat for you. Well, the company, XL company, shut it down. So they couldn't get power. I mean, couldn't get their air conditioner running. Couldn't do anything. It was shut down by them. When they want to, they can do that if you have one of those types of thermostats. August 31st, the state of California said, don't charge your electric vehicles because of energy shortage. That's just days after the state finalized their regs banning gas vehicles by 2035. Wow. Yeah, so they can't even charge their electric vehicles because there's such a power shortage there because of the heat, extreme heat in the West right now. That's right. Laid off HBO Max executives confirm Warner Brothers is ditching wokeism and far leftism and embracing middle America again. That's right. Warner Brothers scrapped the already completed $70 million Batgirl movie. They're not even going to show it. It's scrapped. It's purging itself. Yes. That's right. And moving away from the leftist agenda. Interesting. Yeah, well, God TV took to social media to criticize Sean Foot for reposting a tweet from Governor DeSantis that they disagreed with, obviously, accusing Sean of being blasphemous. Oh, really? All the post said was what the governor said was take a stand against the left schemes and stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. You will face fire from flaming arrows, but the shield of faith will protect you, said Ron DeSantis. That's all that Sean posted, and he was criticized for that by God TV. Now, God TV did apologize later to their credit, but still, that was not what they need to be saying. I mean, basically, they're speaking against the Word of God. Because that's basically what Governor DeSantis said. I mean, he paraphrased it, obviously, but or spoke some other version of it other than the KJV. There's so many different versions, and they sound so many different ways that it's hard to to know that it is, whether it was just another version or somebody paraphrasing it sometime. But anyway, they did apologize later on after they did the damage, you know. So people apologize later, but they do their damage and get away with it and make somebody look bad in the eyes of their listeners or whoever that listens, whoever watches God TV. I don't watch it, but I have watched it. Been a number of years ago, but haven't watched in a long time because we just don't have any cable or anything like that. So we just can't get it. Even if we wanted to get it, we couldn't get it. So we'd have to pay for some kind of network, which I'm not about to do. So-called pastor and Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, pro-choice, says that Jesus only claimed to forgive sin to play psychological games with them. Oh, really? He is called pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, boy, yeah, he's just talking garbage there. But what do you expect from somebody who's a Democrat? They don't get it, mostly. They don't, most of them are not true believers in the Lord. Even though this pastor, Terrence A. Merritt, said if you had your student loan canceled or going to have your student loan canceled, don't forget it in November. In other words, be sure and vote for those who canceled your student loan. This is a pastor, again, it's a church in another church in Atlanta, Life Church in Atlanta. Are Christians that ignorant? Could they not see that the whole thing was done for politics, just right at the right moment to get votes? Really? I mean, make sure that the Democrats could try to stay in power one way or another? Yeah. Trying this president, this unpopular so-called president, to get votes and support for the Dems. So what up with that, huh? Mikhail Gorbachev, former Soviet president who supposedly took down the Iron Curtain, dies at 91 years old this week. Major flooding in Pakistan, 33 million displaced or affected by the flooding there. That's right. And, you know, it's funny. Some places, I don't know funny, but interesting, I guess, is the word, that some have water in the world, and some don't have water. Some have too much water. They have flooding. Even in the United States, we see flooding and calling it a disaster area, a national emergency because of so much flooding. And yet out in California, they have no water. They're struggling to have any water. Oh, it's definitely an interesting time here. Poland asked Germany for $1.1 trillion. I guess in euros, and reparations for its World War II losses from Germany, that the attacks and destruction of its property and structures and things. So they're asking for $1.1 trillion for that. Americans in 13 states could be taxed up to $1,100 on Biden's student loan forgiveness relief flow here. So somebody's going to pay that. And it looks like these 13 states, some of them are the poorest states, are going to be having to pay up to $1,100 for these student loan forgivenesses or relief, whatever you want to call it, that he's calling it. All right, enough news tonight anyway. So we got to get on with the important things here, the Word of God, and then some deliverance later in the program. Praise God. I'm looking forward to sharing with you, and thank God for the anointing to share the Word of God on this holiday weekend, which many people are going to have their last hurrah before the fall starts to set in and go camping and do their thing or whatever they want to do. All right. So anyway, obviously you guys are here tonight, so appreciate that. So that I'm not here all alone, that we see that a number of people are listening by phone tonight. Thank you for listening that way. Lord bless you. I'm going to open up in prayer tonight. We're going to pray for the United States and for God to move in this country. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for this country, Lord, that you would move here, that you would stop the insanity of evil that is going on in Jesus' name. We rebuke it. We stand against it in Jesus' name. Say, devil, you will not have this country. You will not destroy this country in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you will have your way here and that many people will still come to Christ. Many people will still be born again. Yes, there may be persecution. I realize that. But still, Lord, we thank you that the gospel will have free course and continue to have free course in this country. We bind those wicked spirits and the people that are releasing those spirits and people that are involved with Satan and count Satan as their Lord and their God. When they say God bless you, they're saying actually, when they say God bless America, they say Satan curse America, basically, because they don't know God. They don't know you, Lord. And the fool has said in their heart, there's no God. Obviously, they're fools because the way they're dishonoring you and disrespecting you, Father. And by their hatred for the unborn and for hatred for the righteous, which obviously is the case, Lord. So, Father, we pray for a turnaround here in the United States. We pray that these people who are doing any kind of election fraud will be found out and stopped doing what they're doing and not be able to do it in these midterm elections in Jesus' name. Not be able to manipulate the votes. Already we're hearing of some that have been manipulated in Pennsylvania, supposedly. I don't know myself, but I know what I've read and heard. But, Lord, it's in your hands, and we bind the enemy. We give him no place here for this country. And we thank you that Jesus will have his way in the United States. In Jesus' name, for your glory, Lord. And we ask you to minister to your people tonight. We ask you to release them from the powers of darkness, Father, and any dark areas in their life where the enemy still has a hold in them. We thank you, Lord, for your power being released, Lord, and your anointing being released and your delivering power being released tonight. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. We thank you for spiritual breakthrough, spiritual wisdom and understanding tonight. We thank you that we hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to us tonight individually as we hear the word, Father. We hear the things of God here in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for a refreshing for those who need refreshed in the Spirit, Father. Refresh their walk with you. Renew their walk. Renew their strength. Strengthen and lift them up, Father, that they may walk strong in you and the power of your might, Father, in this time we're living in, and not grow weary, Father. But instead, they would grow stronger, Father, in you, Father, in Jesus' name, that the people that love you, Father, that may need that refreshing right now, Lord, that you would give it to them, Father, that you would refresh their walk and fill them afresh with your Spirit, Father, and the fresh oil anointing from heaven, Father, on their lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for moving tonight, Father. We thank you that, Lord, by your stripes we are healed, Father. We walk in health and healing all the days of our life, Father. We thank you for that. And with a long and healthy life, you will satisfy us, Father, and show us your salvation. And we give you the praise and glory for these things. In Jesus' name, bless your program tonight and minister in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen, 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 amen. I hope you pray for me. I pray for you folks and lift you up in prayer for your blessing, your protection, for your health, purity. Pray those things for me too as well, that we would be blessed, that we would be protected, and that we would have be able to share things of the Lord freely and to see deliverance for many captives still in Jesus' name. Yes, thank you for those prayers. Thank you for, and thank you for those of you who support the program financially too as well. I want to thank you tonight. Appreciate your giving unto the Lord and unto this ministry. Lord bless you for that. All right, let's go ahead and now step into this over here in a higher than human law is the title tonight. And we're going to step off over into this tonight and see what the Lord's going to say. Amen. I hope you're ready. let's take off into this. Today in the church, we have a whole lot of head knowledge. A lot of people learning a lot of things to get a lot of head knowledge, and some of the most intellectual men and women today are teaching and preaching, and they are filling us with so much information. And how many know the church is still so destitute and empty today? And we lack, even for all this teaching, we're lacking still the ability to live godly in Christ Jesus. And a lot of people are just not living godly in Christ Jesus. They may have a lot of information, but they don't have a lot of manifestation of Jesus. And we wrongly think and have the mentality that information is transformation, and that sure isn't so. That sure isn't so, because information is not transformation. Okay? And so we have a lot of knowledge going on, but do we have a lot of transformation taking place? Let's go over and read our first verse tonight, First Corinthians 8:1. Now, as touching things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge, but knowledge, it says, knowledge puffeth up, but charity buildeth up or edifieth. So what does knowledge do? What is all this knowledge people are getting? Some of them get puffed up with it. Puffed up in pride, puffed up and look what I know, and I know this and you don't know that. I know this and you don't know this. And you know, what is all that doing for people? Now, Apostle Paul said it puffs them up. Revelation is what frees a believer, not knowledge. It's revelation knowledge, see? Not knowledge alone. You get all kinds of knowledge, but you don't have the Holy Spirit quickening it and making it alive and bringing life to you in the process of it, then all you do is get puffed up. All you do is get just a whole lot more knowledge, and knowledge doesn't mean that you're walking in any kind of power just because you have some knowledge. Now, I realize that we got to have knowledge, and we need to know the things of God, but unless it's revelation knowledge, it's just head knowledge. It's not real to us, see? Because it's got to come by the Spirit, okay? And revelation flows to us out of love, because God is love. The Holy Spirit is love. Knowledge without a love revelation from heaven will do you little good. That's right. Little good if you try to make it work for you on your own. It's not going to do you a whole lot of good, right? It doesn't seem to work, and you say, it doesn't work for me, out of frustration. You just, why isn't it working for me? It doesn't seem to be working for me. How many of you have put out a lot of effort to be human? You ever put out a lot of effort just to be a human? Well, just that you live effortlessly as a human being on earth, you can live effortlessly as a Christ-like being on this earth. When you start learning the simplicity of the gospel, I mean, it's just simply a matter of his life living in and through you, and you allowing that to happen. A lot of Christians won't allow that to happen because they're not comfortable with somebody else living their life through them. They're not comfortable with them not being in control of their own life. They want to be in control, and they kind of have a problem yielding their life to somebody different than themselves. So that's not working for a lot of Christians, because they want to be the one. They want to be the one, okay? But anyway, the human life has its life law. And you do not have to try to be a human. You are a human. I am a human, so we are human. We don't have to try to be human, because we is one. And you would have to try to be a monkey or a cat or a dog, but you could be one. I know there's some people with cat spirits, dog spirits, monkey spirits walking around out there meowing and barking and going ooga booga and stuff, but you know what? They're not monkeys, they're not cats, they're not dogs. They're people, they're human. And if you have those spirits, it doesn't make you one, okay? Just makes you a manifester of those demons, that's all, of animal spirits. There's a lot of people that have picked up animal spirits throughout their life. And some people who idolize animals, too. Oh, my animal's going to be in heaven with me. I love my animal. And they exalt that animal. They idolize their animal. And animals are good, you know. They could be a companion and a blessing and all, but don't idolize them. Don't make a little god out of them. Don't make them a human, because they're not human, folks. Oh, but you don't know, my little animal talks to me. And all right, okay. Well, it may have a level of animal communication, but it doesn't talk to you like a human being because they're not human beings. And some people may not like me to say those things, but, you know, hello. Okay, so you don't have to try to be carnal either. You know, people are just carnal because that's what they are. They're carnal. They're fleshly. They're just natural-minded so much of the time. It's normal for them to be that way. But, you know, God has a higher life law. His is a law that transcends the law of sin and death. It's a higher law. It's a higher than the highest the devil has, and the devil can come with you at you with a bunch of high things, but I'm telling you, God's law is higher than the devil's law. Amen? He has a higher life law. Let's go to Romans 8:2 and read it. It said, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." If we'll start living in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you will get free from the law of sin and death. You will not live under the bondage to that law of sin and death. It will no longer have to be natural to you anyway. His higher law. That's right. And that higher law, his life transcends the carnality and the carnal thinking and the religiosity of mankind, of humankind. His life is simply a life of love and spirit. And perhaps at times, maybe it's some tough love. I mean, you know, sometimes we need tough love too, but it's still love. And what do you mean tough love? Well, every one of us will be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. He said the purifying fires of God have to have this carnal human thinking gotten rid of and the mentality burned out of us, but in the end we will shine forth with the glory of God. And that's what he wants to take place in our lives. We're going to shine forth with the glory of God. God wants you to shine brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. Are you doing that? Well, it can be done, and it should be being done as we grow closer and closer to that full day, Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You see that? The more you are refined, the brighter you will shine. As you begin to live in the higher laws of God's life, you will shine brighter because more of him will shine out of you because you are more spiritual than carnal. Amen? Don't you want to be more spiritual than carnal? Amen. I mean, really, if you're born again, that should be your desire. Get some feedback there. Yeah. But we are born again, and we're born again from above, and that's a spiritual life that we have available to be living in. Don't you want that? I know I want it. I want to live in it more spiritual all the time. Amen. And so, like I said, the more you refine, the brighter you're going to shine. Mm-hmm. Because more of him is going to shine out of you. Amen? Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians. Let's go over to 3:1. 1 Corinthians 3:1. And read another verse here. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." See, Paul, he was a spiritual man. He was no longer a carnally led and living man. I mean, he had, not that he never lived carnally, but he was more spiritual than he used to be, that's for sure. He had learned to live under God's higher law of life. And yet to those he was ministering to, he said, "Well, I still can't talk to you as spiritual. You're carnally minded. I can't talk to you these things." I want to say this. To be spiritual is not way out there either. "Oh, the Lord said this, and I saw this great vision, and I had these big dreams." And then, you know, most who do this all the time aren't spiritual. They're carnal. They're spiritual wannabes. They want attention. They want to be thought of highly and recognized and thought that they really got some special, you know, connection with God. And sometimes they're not getting even hearing from God at all. It's the demonic realm. But, it's not like we're going to hear these all the time, all constantly having visions and constantly hear the Lord say this, say this, say that, see that, and get this dream and all these different things. Now, we will have dreams and we will see visions and we will hear God speak, but not constantly always. But the Bible says God dwells in light, amazing light. God, he is spiritual, right? And the more spiritual we are, the more light that we produce, and the more we will shine, and the more light we will live in as well. And what produces the shine, folks? Well, part of it is the purifying, refining fire. Hallelujah. And ultimately, we're going to shine like the sun, just like God. I mean, that is our destiny. So we need to start shining now and let that process begin to be worked into you. Let it begin. If it isn't already begun, and probably it is, but maybe you're not allowing it to the degree that God wants to do it in you. Matthew 13:43, it says, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. You've got to hear these things spiritually, folks. You've got to have a spiritual hearing to understand. Listen, the carnal man is prevailing today in most believers. And I'm talking, us, people who know God's story of love and reconciliation, and many of them can't even occasionally worship together, even in the same church, or they would sit on the opposite side of the church, or they would not talk to certain ones. I mean, how can we say that we're spiritual when there is such animosity towards one another? Christians not talking to each other. Well, we don't believe like them. We don't fellowship with them. We don't talk to them. Oh, really? Well, they cast out demons. We don't believe that. That's the devil. That's all of the devil. We don't believe any of that. Oh, really? You don't believe any of that? So you don't talk to them. I thought we're both born again. Yeah, I've had people wouldn't talk to me because I did deliverance and because I didn't believe in the pre-trib any moment, secret rapture catching away. Yeah. It says in chapter 3:3 of 1 Corinthians, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men or mere men, it's saying. So we don't want to walk as a mere man because, listen, we're not a mere man anymore. We're born again, child of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ, one spirit with Jesus. But envy and strife and divided, what does that mean? I mean, we're not shining is what it means. We're not shining real brightly. That's what they mean. When you're walking around in envy, strife, and divided, I mean, you're not shining so bright. When Christians divide, they strive and they argue and envy and are jealous of one another, the light gets dimmer and demons get in, see, because we allow the darkness to get in, see, and they'll dim your light. I'm telling you. You let them have their way with you. Let me ask y'all a question tonight. Who is 1 John, the book of 1 John, written to? Is it written to the lost unbelievers out there? Or is it written to the born-again, reconciled to God believer? Well, obviously, it's written to the born-again people, to those who have been reconciled to God, to those who come out of darkness into his marvelous light. Right? So it's written to the saved, and it said that your joy may be filled. Only the saved can have the joy of the Lord. The unsaved don't have the joy of the Lord, and they can't have it until they get saved. So what do they need to do? They need to get saved so they can walk in the joy of the Lord. But the point of it is, it's written to believers, not to unbelievers. Right? Of course. 1 John 2:9. Let's read a little here. 2:9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even till now. Oh, you hate your Christian brother? He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So you got to love your brother. You may not agree with him on everything, but you got to love your brothers and sisters. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Demons have come in and they've made him dark in the areas of his life. He's got darkness operating inside of him or her. And the quickest way to quench spirituality is hatred, strife, envy, division, strife, Along with these goes unforgiveness and bitterness too. And they all bring in a cloud of darkness, a cloud of devils into a believer's life. So can you see now? We need to not allow darkness in, for that is not spiritual life. That is death, actually, that we're allowing in there. Carnal, devilish, sensual, as the Bible describes some of this fleshly stuff, right? But love is always spiritual, and the road to spirituality. But in me, strife and division and unforgiveness and bitterness is the road to a powerless people, a powerless church. I mean, you know, if you have unforgiveness in you, look out, because there's demons coming in. If you're not forgiving your brothers and sisters, then you got demons coming into you. Or they're already there by now. And darkness has invaded your life. So you want to walk in spiritual life and think spiritual? Well, enter into the higher life of God then. You got to forgive. You got to just resist this devils of division and hatred and strife and envy and division and all of that. You know, enter into the higher life of God. The law of God, the law that overcomes, is the law of sin and death. It's a life beyond religion and hypocrisy today. It's a spiritual life. It's not a carnal life. It's a spiritually life, the empowered life, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So what do we do with this information? What do we do with this? We refuse to have envy, strife, and division. Refuse to not forgive. Refuse to hate. Even if they abused you. You know, a lot of people are abused today, and they think they've forgiven, but they haven't. They're carrying around hatred in them. They're carrying around a desire for that person to suffer for how they abused them. That's right. If they were abused by a father or a husband or ex-husband or whatever it may be, they're still carrying it. And a lot of people, they don't know that. But if they abuse is a spiritual thing that you need to get rid of. And if you didn't get rid of the spirit of abuse, even though you may have verbally said, I forgive you, you may be carrying around that abuse with you still. You may be carrying around some hatred toward that person or some unforgiveness toward that person. Okay? I'm telling you, refuse to hate, even if you were abused. Reject the notion that head knowledge is transformation. It isn't. A lot of people have a head knowledge, but it's not working for them. Okay? You don't have to accumulate tons and tons of head knowledge to get yourself where you think you ought to be. How about let's get where God wants us to be, and he'll take us there by the Spirit of God. When we put him first above everything and yield to him, he's going to take us where he wants us to be. See, the gospel's simple. Religious spirits try to make it complicated and difficult to understand. That it's dark matter, hard to get it, right? That's what a religious spirit would do. Because they're in darkness. They're going to make it a dark matter to you. Okay? But start living naturally, spiritually. Okay? Let God flow into your soul with his love from his throne room within your spirit. If he's sitting on the throne of your spirit in your life, let him flow in there. And the more he's allowed to fill us, the more the enemy is uncovered and discovered in your life. And too many have not discovered how deep the enemy has buried themselves within their minds, their souls, which is the mind, will, and the emotions of a person. One way that a person can begin to discover how strong an infestation of devil that is in them, how strong, is they have to start listening to their talking to themselves. Everybody talks to themselves, right? You're talking in your mind perhaps all day long to yourself. You're saying this and that. Well, you know, I wonder if this color, you know, I guess it looks good on me. I don't know if it does or it doesn't, but I sure think it must look good on me. Oh, so-and-so must not think so. Look at the way they just looked at me. And I'm just self-talk going on all the time to themselves, talking to yourself all day long about this, that, the other. Well, I wonder if I should do this or do that. Maybe this is the best route for me to go. I wonder what I should do with my finances. I wonder how I'm going to pay this bill. I wonder, you know, you're just talking away to yourself all day long. Everyone talks to themselves in their own mind. It's proven that for most people, though, 70 to 90% of that talk to themselves is negative. Should that be going on in a believer? No, not negative. And so you need to pay attention to what you say to yourself in your mind daily, and you're going to begin to discover what demons are hiding away and hidden away within you if you begin to listen to what you're saying. Because if demons are there, and of course they are, because nobody doesn't have them, they cannot totally hide themselves forever, by the way. Demons cannot totally hide themselves forever. They're going to be revealed. Little manifestations of their presence will manifest. If you listen to your self-talk, you will see those manifestations. You will hear those manifestations, but you have to know what to look for and how to discern them and their presence within you. You have to know that. You have to understand what you're looking for, that you're looking for demons is in your self-talk to yourself, because they will manifest in your talking. The Bible said in many words, there wanteth not sin, right? And so when you say many words to yourself, and you do many words to yourself in a day period, every day, not just one day a week, every day you're talking to yourself. You're going on and on and on and on and on with you. Right? And some people talk to themselves out loud, but most of them talk inside their head. Now, if they're alone, they might even be talking to themselves out loud, because no one else would know that they're talking to themselves out loud, except God and the devils, right? Yeah. So you have to know what to look for and how to discern those demons that are in you, that we're revealing themselves in this self-talk. You know, this they don't want you to do, though. They would rather not be discovered so they could continue to live out their existence, manifesting themselves and keeping you deceived into thinking, well, that's just the way I am. I can't help it. That's just me. Yeah. And they want you to think that till the day you die. But I was here to tell you that, no, it's not all just you. You need to start listening to how you talk to yourself daily. You listen to some people, the way they talk to themselves, what they're doing, they're speaking, it's full of fear and trepidation. That's what your self-talk may be full of. If you have spirits of fear, then you're going to be talking to yourself with much fear and trepidation about the future, about whatever fears are manifesting inside of you that are manifesting. Do you continually talk to yourself as if you are unworthy? Well, that ought to reveal to you what spirits are there. You didn't know what to look for. You're telling yourself how unworthy you are, how unworthy to have the blessing of God and to be filled with his goodness and grace and mercies and all the blessings of the Lord. And right. Okay, you ought to be revealing, you ought to see that the demons manifesting in your self-talk. Do you talk to yourself based on negative things that have happened to you in the past? A lot of people talk to themselves about in a way that is negative because of the things that have happened to them in their past, because it formed them and opened doors to the demons that helped form them and form their personality. And how many know that Jesus didn't totally form our personality? We weren't even saved when our personality started to get formed. You weren't born from the womb saved. Some people think they were, but they're not. You have to have a point in time where you actually ask Jesus into your heart and believe that he is God and not, you know, just a prophet or something, but he is God himself. Jesus created the earth, says in John chapter 1. And people who don't believe that, they're not saved. You have to believe Jesus is God. You have to confess him as your Lord and Savior and turn from your sin, repent for the sins, and God will save you. You weren't born that way. You have to get born again a second time. And usually you have to know a little something to get saved. You have to know that Jesus is God. You have to believe it, see? And you have to know that if you confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. Amen. So are you talking based on those traumas that happen, like a divorce or a car wreck or abuse or a hurt, terrible hurt, getting hurt emotionally, a fearful event that happened, or maybe a job lost, or somebody, a teacher said to you, how a teacher might have treated you, a financial loss maybe, or mistreatment by somebody, friends, relatives. Maybe you were abused by a relative sexually or verbally or both. Or maybe you were physically abused, just beat on all the time. And Maybe you were made fun of at school? See, all these things are open doors for demons, and you can find these demons by if you learn to discern your self-talk and what you're saying to yourself, your communication with yourself, your conversations within your mind. You can recognize these things. You begin to see them. Maybe it was an accident. See, nobody doesn't have any of these things. And they can be revealed, okay? And probably all these were open doors for demons. So now you communicate with yourself, with these demons influencing your self-communications. You see that? And if you didn't know about this, then you wouldn't even know that they were there. But now I'm telling you, so you're not going to be ignorant anymore about this in case you didn't know this. Everyone talks to themselves, folks. Some even do it, again, like I said, out loud, but all do so within their mind. So we're going to have to apply the scripture daily to our mind talk to cast down vain imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. See, there are things, prideful, high things. Demons think there's something great, see, because the father, the devil, he got exalted himself, and he said, I shall be as God, right? And the demons attempt to emulate him. I mean, they attempt to copy him. And they will attempt to exalt themselves in your mind. Every high thing. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Remember that scripture? Let's go read it again here tonight. 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, for casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God, of Christ. See, this is a daily thing. It's got to happen all the time because you're talking all the time to yourself. So this is needing to happen on a regular basis throughout the day, see? That's right. You must cast them down, put them under your feet. Satan belongs under your feet. Remember that. Satan belongs under my feet. Under my feet. He doesn't belong exalted and a high thing in our mind. He belongs under our feet. Both mentally and physically, right? Spiritually, mentally, physically. Every area, he belongs under our feet. And this can go on all day long, day in, day out, right? Because most people have allowed the negative to dominate their mind for so long, it's going to take a decision and a determination to go to war in your mind against the negative self-communications that the demons are involved in. Remember, what does verse 4 say here? 10:4, it says here, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of these strongholds. To the pulling down of strongholds. The mind, right? The mind can be carnal much of the time, and is carnal much of the time. So we need weapons that are above the carnality, higher than the high things that are exalting themselves in the mind, weapons that are mightier than the devils that influence and even control your self-communications within yourself at times. They may, even if they have such strong places, they may be controlling your self-communications and manipulating your mind and your self-communication with yourself so much that they're mastering you. And you don't even know it because they're dominating your self-communications within yourself. Huh? How many people are dominated by demons that way? That's why we have this scripture here in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. That's right. To tell us that we have weapons that are above this carnality, above those demons, mightier than the demons that influence us. Some things that are bigger than your biggest devils. That's right, what we have in God. Something that's bigger than the biggest devil that we can combat them with and overcome them with in Jesus' name. Yes, mightier than the devils. That's right. bigger than your biggest devil, in fact. They are. You got to remember that. They are bigger. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, you must also know that you cannot war with self-talk through the carnal or the flesh. It can't be done that way. It must be higher than that. Something higher. Something from above, see, was the only thing that could defeat the devils in your self-communication. It needs to be higher than the high things that attempt to exalt themselves within your mind. See, the devil has attempted to elevate himself above God since he started to fall and fell into pride and dishonoring God with his disrespectful attitude toward God and rebellion against God, see? So he will even attempt to make you do the same, and a lot of Christians are dishonoring God today. They're not honoring God. They don't honor the word of God. They basically do what they want, and God's kind of a convenience for them. And what can I get out of God? You know, that's dishonoring God, folks. He's going to have to be more than just something, someone that you get all you can get out of, get all the good stuff you get from him. Yeah, he's got to be more than that. He's got to be your friend, your savior, your love of your life. He's got to be everything to you. He's got to be the one with whom you fall before on your face and do honor to him and do worship to him. So he's got to be way more than just somebody that, you know, always gives you what you want, right? When you get in a fix, you call upon him, and otherwise, you know, he's there, but, you know, he's there as a convenience for you to get what you want. And that's not much of a relationship. Okay, marriages that are built that way don't do very well. Okay, we got to love the Lord with all of our heart. See? Amen. Amen. If you don't, then you got to wonder about what kind of relationship you have. Amen. Amen. Higher. The devil keeps trying to elevate himself. That's right, but you know what? You got to put him in his place. In Jesus' name, you can do that. You have the weapons that are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down of these high things that are exalting themselves. They're exalting themselves against you. They're exalting themselves against God. They're dishonoring you. They're dishonoring God. See, in your self-communication with yourself, he may bring you into a form of pride. Because demons are prideful because they're of their father, right, which he's prideful. So watch out for these types of inner communication going on. How many within their self-talk think that they're superior to other people? See, many people think that way. They don't tell anybody that, but in their self-talk and their self-communication, I'm superior to you. I'm better than you. But see, that's not right. We can't go around with that prideful attitude. That comes right. That just reveals the demons that are in there. Demons of pride. Demons of arrogancy. Demons of superiority when you have that attitude. It's demons, folks. It's darkness inside of you that's got to go. You've got to clean out the darkness in Jesus' name. See, many folks not only talk to themselves within, they also converse with demons within themselves, thinking that they're just talking to themselves like they do all day. Surprise! That isn't always just you there. Hello. Sometimes you're just communicating with a demon and you think you're talking to yourself. And you're talking to the demon that has set up a stronghold within you. And you think that's you. And therefore you communicate with it. That's right. It isn't always just you, folks. Amen. You know, it is a large enough battle just to keep your tongue from speaking negative things out loud. From unbiblical talk, right? Unbiblical confessions with your mouth, unbiblical speaking, self-cursing, and cursing others, for instance. But you know, some may not speak it, but you know what? They say it to themselves within themselves in their own mind and their self-communication. But hey, it's battle enough not to let your tongue speak yourself into trouble, speak yourself into demon open doors. Yeah. But you may be saying that stuff all day long inside your mind, though. Are you resisting it? Or are you just letting it just rattle off? Whatever. The 70% to 90% of what you're saying to yourself is negative, according to statistics. Right? So, hey, He's still giving his lead to the devil, even though you might not be speaking it out loud. And some people think fear thoughts and say fear things to themselves all day long. You need to stop that. Some people are plagued with thoughts along the realm of fear, within the realm of fear, and they think thoughts like that. They say things to themselves like that. You got to fight those things. You got to pull down those strongholds. You got to put them under your feet. You got to say no to that. If you're ever going to overcome your fear, you got to overcome the fear in your self-talk as well as your physical talk. And you need to stop this. Talking fear talk to yourself all day long within the mind. You got to whoop these demons with your weapons that are not carnal but mighty through God that are pulling them down. Whip them, whip them, whip them. Stop them. Shut them up. Endless demonic chatter, endless demonic influence, self-chatter goes on in some people's mind, and they don't even realize that it isn't them talking. Can't you see that it's a demon now? Can't you see that if it's something that's anti-word, that it's got to be a demon behind it? It's got to be darkness set up in there somewhere. Got to recognize these things. We're in a difficult battle at times, but we overcome through the blood of the Lamb, the word of a testimony. The word of God, the scripture, we overcome these things. But we got to fight. We can't just sit back and be pacifists. We can't just sit back and let our mind be dominated by ridiculous self-thoughts, put-downs, and self-talks that's negative to ourselves all day long. What are you doing? You're a child of God. You need to stop this nonsense in Jesus' name. You need to take your mind back. In Jesus' name, you got to resist this stuff. Resist the devil, and what he going to do? He's going to flee from you. But if you don't resist him, he's going to hang around. And what a lot of Christians have, devils just hanging around because they aren't resisting him. They don't even recognize him when they're even talking in their own mind and they think it's themselves when it's not themselves at all. It's a darkness in them. Shut this down in Jesus' name. Resist these antichrist, anti-Bible self-communications. This is a war against a carnal mind, folks. Cast down wrong self-communications, folks. Start right now, because even as you listen to this program right now, you might be talking to yourself, and you might be talking yourself out of a blessing, talking yourself out, justifying, well, that ain't a demon in me. Or you might be, you know, self-talking yourself that you don't have those demons in you. You don't have any pride in there. You know, I know that I'm not like that. Yeah, okay. Who's that talking to you within your self-communication? Something is speaking beside you. Hello. Watch out. Watch what you say. Watch what you're communicating with yourself. Be on guard all the time. This is war, people. This is all-out war on your mind. This is all-out war on who you are to make you somebody that you're not supposed to be or to keep you the way you've always been. See, we need to discover what's going on in our minds and then conquer the enemy within us. Conquer the enemy that's within you. Everybody has enemies within themselves. And they're revealed within your self-communications with yourself. You can begin to discover this. If you will start to pay attention to what you're talking to yourself all day long, every day, you begin to start paying attention to what's going on inside of you, you will discover that there are demons involved in your self-communications with yourself. Okay? Hallelujah, folks. We got to wake up here. We need to discover what's going on in our minds and then conquer the enemy within us, attached to us, and thinking that we belong to them. That's what the devils think. They think we belong to them. They say, this is my house. I will return to it after they're cast out. No, you won't. You ain't coming back. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, right? No more, no more, no more, devil. You ain't coming back here. No. We need to make them subject to us because Jesus said the spirits are subject to us. Remember in Luke chapter 10, the spirits are subject to us. Well, then make them subject to you. Enforce the word because the word only acts when it's taken by faith and believed and acted upon in faith. So when you act in faith and tell those demons, you are subject to me and you obey me in Jesus' name and cast them out, cast them down and deal with them with your authority. Then things will change. in your self-communication, okay? Because the spirits are subject to you, but not unless you and I take that authority over these beasts of the darkness who bring into darkness into our lives to try to just get our soul full of darkness, our spirit full of light, but see our soul. Not necessarily the case, because demons get in the mind, the will and the emotion, which is the soul, and the flesh, which is a part of the soul, okay, and the heart, which is the connection between the soul and the spirit, right? Otherwise, you couldn't entertain evil in your heart if it were totally the spirit, because Jesus doesn't live with evil, okay, and he lives in your heart, in your spirit, right? The Bible says he's the father of spirits. It doesn't say he's the father of hearts. It says he's the father of spirits, okay? So these foul, unclean, dark denizens of the unseen realm need to be dealt with in your life. And, of course, they can be seen at times. They may only be for most people, well, they're just in the unseen realm, in the spirit. But no, they're not always. When our eyes are open to the spiritual realities, we've had little ones in our churches over the years that we pastored over the years, many years, and we just knew they were seeing things in that realm. We could see them looking at things that we couldn't see, but they were very visibly looking at something there. So they were seeing these demons or angels and manifestations there that we couldn't see. And so that usually stops about 8 months to a year old. But still, they could see things, and we knew they were looking at things. And we also have seen ourselves into that realm at times during deliverance or even at other times. I've carried on conversations with demons in other people, and the people didn't even know that I was communicating with the demons that were invisible to them. But they did, they didn't see them. But I saw them, and I was communicating with them. And I remember one time they were mockingly telling me, one person, and this person was oblivious to what was going on. They were just sitting there, and I saw them. They were visible to me, and I saw them just laughing and mocking and saying that their host didn't believe that they were even there because their host was taught that Christians can't have a demon. And they believed that. Kenneth Hagin Ministry taught him that, well, in the beginning, he believed Christians could have demons, but in his latter years of ministry, he taught that Christians can have demons. And so he flip-flopped. The demons got their way with him, obviously. And so, they told me their host didn't believe Christians could have a demon. So they mocked me and said, you can't cast us out. You can't cast us out. Mocking. So, I've communicated with them before. I've communicated with them through the person that I was doing deliverance with before, of course. That's pretty common, but we need to learn to be confrontive where demons are involved, folks. And remember, you walking in fear, that's demons, okay? Fear is a demon. You got to recognize that. When you walk in fear, when you're living in fear of things, you're letting demons, there's a darkness there. It's there. It needs to be removed. It needs to be cast out. Don't let these demons get to you like that, okay? Don't let them get to you in your inner communications within yourself. Rebuke them. They keep rebuking them. Keep the pressure on them. And then cast out day after day until they're gone. And, Jesus may warn you at times, but it should not ever bring you fearfulness and the dread that you're living in horror. No, just direction and a warning to protect you. Remember who and what you are. Don't ever forget it. Remember who and what you are, saints. Don't forget who you are and what you are. You're a child of God. You're a son or daughter of the living God, an end-time overcomer, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus today. You're more than a conqueror through him that loves you. Don't forget who you are. That way, you need to remind the devils of it too. Because you know who you are, then you can act like who you are, and you can remind them, by the way, I want to remind you, devil, I'm a child of a King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I have authority over you. I'm casting you out in Jesus' name, and then just do it. I cast you out in Jesus' name, devil. I bind you in Jesus' name, devil. See? You're a New Testament blood-bought, blood-handling believer. That's right. You're a king and a priest. You're an authority-given priest of God. Remember what you are. Remember who you are. I want to mention just a little bit on this authority level that a priest has, because we are kings and priests. The Bible tells us that. So I'm a priest of God today. Okay, you're a priest of God. What do priests do? Well, we'll look at some of that. Let's read Revelation 5:10. It says here, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Has made us unto our God kings and priests. And if we are priests and kings, let's look specifically at this priest here. Maybe it be an order that we should know more of what a priest does and is. Okay, would you agree with that? And we are priests after the Melchizedek priesthood, not Levitical priesthood, not Levi, although there are types of this priesthood. But let's get right into it here. Let's look at it. The number one thing you do as a priest is to minister life to your soul, out of your spirit, right? Because you are in the presence of God. In your spirit, you're in the presence of God. From there, you begin to minister to your soul from your spirit. See? That's what you should be doing. You keep ministering life. Keep letting that life flow come up out of your spirit to your soul, which is the mind, the will, the emotion, the flesh, the heart, all of that area. Take authority over the flesh. Crucify it. Cast the demons out of there. But remember, you got to minister life there to that area of death there, because that's not born again. The spirit is born again. Not the soul is born again. The spirit is born again. Okay? He's the father of spirits, as we've read before on this program. So look at John 6:53. Said, Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of God, Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Did you hear that? And whenever whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. And I will, what will he do? Raise him up at that last day. Not from pre-trib rapture. The last day he's going to raise you up. Okay? Notice he said, I will raise him up at the last day. The last trump. Not some pre-trib rapture, he's not going to raise you up, because that isn't the last day, according to the pre-tribber. It's not the last day then. The last day comes at the last day of this whole time of salvation for people. After that, we're going into the thousand-year reign. Right? For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, right? And so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Do you get that? You're going to live by him if you eat him. These things say he in the synagogue. So this is the bread which came down from heaven, verse 58, I jumped ahead one. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Hallelujah. You get that? This is not just talk. This is not just talking about communion either. Okay? This is speaking spiritual realities and truth to us. We eat him through his word. We eat him as we partake of communion. Okay? We feast upon God, the living manna that's living inside of us, and we begin to let it minister to our soul. David even did this in Psalm 43:5. We could see an example of this. Okay? Even though he didn't have God in his spirit at that time, because no one under the old covenant was born again, But this is what he did do in Psalm 43. Let's see it. 43, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Okay, so he is talking to himself. He's talking in his own mind. He's telling it what to do. You got to tell yourself what to do. Hey, you're going to put your hope in God, not in this fear of this or that or the other. You got to put your hope in God, soul. Listen to me. Stop that. Put your hope in God. Amen? See that? Oh, yeah. Don't be cast down, soul. Why are you cast down, oh, my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? What demon is this going on? What has been ministering to me? What has been talking to me? Huh? He said, soul, be still. Why are you disquieted? You know, if you go through Psalms, what are you going to do? You'll see that David learned how to minister to his soul. Nobody else is going to do this for you. So talk to your soul correctly. Talk to yourself. Renew your soul. Remember, God did and does everything by speaking. And that's our example too. See? Speak. Speak to your soul. Speak to yourself. Speak life to yourself. Speak life, not death. Don't get in alignment with darkness and speak death. Speak life. Stop that negativity. Stop it. Number two, a Melchizedek priesthood stands in the very present and heartthrob of God, and he learns to minister from that realm, not the realm of the flesh. He needs to wake up and realize. We need to wake up and realize that we're not a carnal person. We're destined to be a spiritual person, a priest of God. You will stand as God on the earth, because you are God's representative, right? You're an ambassador of heaven, ambassador of God. You represent God on the earth. But Jesus is not walking around here in the physical. So you are, though. So you are as God, but you are not God, okay? Because you're his representative. You're his ambassador. The Bible says we're ambassadors for Christ. And you will stand between heaven and earth, with one hand in heaven and stretching the other toward the earth, and we'll bring the two together. That's right. Because we're ambassadors of heaven. We're a priest of God. We're holy, man. That's who you are. That's your identity. So stop talking all this nonsense talk that you talk all the time in your mind. Your fear stuff, worrying stuff, troubling stuff. Yeah, worrying about the future, finances, all these different things. Number three, a priest realizes that he has a message, a message to the world. And that message is that God is not holding man accountable for his lost condition unless they reject him. In other words, you're not held accountable if you receive Christ. But if you reject Christ, then you're going to be held accountable for everything, for all sin. And you will be suffered a punishment for it because you rejected the only punishment that would take care of your sins, right? Which is Jesus. So if you reject Jesus, then there's no more offering for your sin. There isn't any other offering that would work. So every priest is here for a specific purpose. You are here for a specific purpose, priest and king. Every priest is here for a specific purpose, and generally that purpose is to restore creation back to God. Huh? That's right. We're in the restoration business. We're in the restoration business. That's who we are. That's what we are. We're priests, and we're bringing people to God. We're exalting God and bringing them to God. That's part of our whole purpose here as a priest of God. And it will be your job and joy, actually, as a priest to minister to truth until others, too, experience salvation and the new birth and the transformation, and to be in a priest as well. See, the priest is to be single-minded. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body full of light. See, from the Holy of Holies, where the priest should dwell, we realize that we are chosen and used as a vessel for God to manifest God to the earth. Yeah, that's right. In Old Testament time, the priests carried the ark on their shoulders. We all know that the ark was a type of Jesus because the ark was wood overlaid with gold, typifying humanity and divinity. Okay? The divine nature is gold, and wood speaks of the dirt, right? The humanity. And the priests carried the ark on their shoulders, and today we carry the presence of God within us because we are the ark of God. We're carrying God's presence everywhere we go. We are his priests. As his priests, we carry the presence of God. Just like the Old Testament carried the manifest presence of God of the ark, which was supposedly where God dwelt, which, of course, we know that he was not limited to that, but still, that was a type of God living there in that ark of the covenant. But remember these realities. Even though true will not be experienced with the carnal mentality, they have to be spiritually discerned and spiritually received and spiritually lived in. Spiritually lived in, folks. I'm telling you, this stuff is alive to those who can receive them by faith. Okay? The world needs its love. And what do you carry? You carry that love. You're a carrier. You're infected with the love of God. You carry a divine infection of love. Maybe you're not too much aware of it because, you know, the demons have talked you out of it in your self-talk, in your self-communication with yourself. So you got to examine what you've been saying to yourself all these years. What does it line up with? Does it line up more with darkness and the world and the ways of man than it does with the ways of God and the things of God and the spiritual life, the law of life and spirit and life in Christ Jesus? See, what are you saying? See, no matter how good a Christian you are, if you're living it out of Adamic, out of the Adamic, if you're living it out of your carnal consciousness, not having a revelation of the person, the priest you really are, then there is no way that you can always react out of the love of God and in the power of the Spirit. No, you won't be able to do it. It's absolutely impossible. See? And if people are cruel or mean or critical of you and they abuse you, how can you possibly even sense a love for them? Because you're not walking in the Spirit. You're walking out of the carnal nature, and you'll want to get even. You'll want revenge. You'll want them to pay for treating you that way. You'll want to get ugly with them. You want to say things that are not Christ-like. You may even want to do things that are not Christ-like. But see, really, the only way you can forgive people and love people who are hurting you and abusing you as if you have an understanding, but they don't really know what they're doing, see, because if you really know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, but if they knew God like you knew God, they wouldn't abuse you, right? They wouldn't act like that, right? So like Jesus on the cross, he realized that, and Stephen being stoned, you know, there was a compassion and a loveliness that rose up within them. See, and it can rise up when you and you too, and you can say, Father, forgive them, but they don't know what they do. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know how they're acting because they're just doing what a lost person does. They're just doing what Satan does. They're just doing what the demons in them do. They don't know what they're doing. See? And that's why Jesus, he had compassion. And we can have compassion. Really. That's the only thing that really can change the world. The true priest rising up in the anointing of God and the Spirit of God and manifesting that love of God to the world, to the lost people, one by one. However, you do. See? I mean, we're not going to change it by legislation, folks. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to change it by putting so-called good men into political office. I mean, sure, it's going to help things. It's going to make it where we can have free gospel, we'll have free course. We'll be able to keep preaching and telling people and being the priest that we are. But no, it's not going to solve the condition of lost people by putting that into office. We're not going to do it by infiltrating the arts like some churches have tried to do. Well, they started really getting into the arts there for a while and thinking, man, we're just going to infiltrate the arts and take them over for Jesus, and they'll just be Jesus arts. And, you know, and taking all these worldly kingdoms and doing all these worldly things, thinking that's gonna take the world. No, no, the kingdom of God is established only in the hearts of men, in the spirits of men and women, as they are born again and they awaken to their true nature and their true calling, that they're priest and king. That's right. And we're priests today, so we can go and proclaim the truth. We can be bold as a lion. That's right. So we got to get the self-talk right here. We got to get our communication with ourselves correct about ourselves. Number four, a priest learns to stand in the presence of Almighty God. That's right. And speak into existence the very will of God for the earth, calling things that are not as though they are, as it says in Romans. Have you been calling anything that is not as though it is? Amen. We call ourselves having, you know, godly, God-honoring government in this country. We call these things that wicked government coming down in Jesus' name. The Lord will take them down. He has his ways of doing things and taking care of these things. If God's people will cry out, if God's people will cry out to the living God and begin to declare things and call things that are not as though they are, by faith over this nation, things can change in this nation. You can speak into existence the will of God. You can speak into existence things that are in alignment with the word of God. Amen. We can even learn to speak the creative word of God, a creative word of God. Remember, everything that God does, he does through speaking. That's why it's so important what you're speaking to yourself and all day long within the confines of your mind. That's right. It is important what you say within yourself to yourself, even though nobody else can hear you. You say, well, nobody's going to know what I'm saying to myself. They don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know what's going on inside my head. They don't know that. But, you know, God does. And the devil knows a lot of it. He can't read your spirit, but he can read a lot of what goes in and on in your mind. Right? Oh, yeah. He does, because he's attached in there. He's not attached in your spirit, so he can't read your spirit, and then he doesn't like that. He doesn't like being able to have access to your spirit anymore once you get born again. He doesn't like it, so he's fighting for that, fighting to get to renounce God and renounce the Holy Spirit and give up your salvation. He's always fighting for that. But if he can't get that, then he'll fight another way to get you talking garbage and talking in alignment with him. So, remember that. Your words have such power, even the words you're speaking in your own mind. That's right. And when you speak them out physically, that they have even more power. So you've got to guard that tongue by the power of the Spirit of God, that it doesn't speak out a bunch of garbage. Okay? It doesn't speak out a bunch of self-curses or other people curses, or negative words that will just do damage out there. Make sure you're speaking by the Spirit of God, and you declare things, and you pray things, and you speak things. Okay? We will speak forth the creative words of God that will restore our souls and give us back our true identity, that will make us walk as Adam again in Christ, the second Adam. Amen. It will restore our souls. Our spirit's already restored because the Holy Spirit is living in there. Amen. There are no demons in your spirit. And then finally, that day when we will rule and reign on the earth fully. Okay, because we rule and reign in the earth right now, but we're going to rule and reign fully during that thousand-year reign of Christ. Okay? And then we're going to reign throughout eternity as well. And then every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord after the thousand years, every tongue. That's right. So I'm telling you, time to begin to walk as a priest right now. That we've had some definitions here to help you, man. So you can begin to rise up and carry the ark and carry the blood and apply it everywhere you go. Priests are bloody people. They always dealing with the blood. We're bloody people. We've got the cleansing blood all over us. We're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Blood continually cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Because we're bloody people. We're priests. It's who we are. That's what we carry. It's what we handle all day long. We should be putting the blood in our self-communication. We should be applying the blood in our mind all day long. Blood of Jesus. Yeah, what are you talking in there? I apply the blood against that. I cast down that vain imagination. That high thing that's trying to rise up in here. Up in here, right? No, we're not going to let it rise up in here. We're not going to let it happen. No, 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 no. We cast it down. We put it down in Jesus' name. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down of these high things, of these stronghold high things that are in our minds today from a lifetime of being, you know, misled by demons, misled by worldly doctrines and religious spirits that have misled us and formed a religious personality that is not accurate with the things of God. We got to take down those strongholds in Jesus' name. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty, 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 mighty in God to pulling them down, to taking them down. Amen. Priesthood, rise up today. Carry the presence. Carry the ark. Bring it forth. Amen. Bring it forth. Bring forth Jesus to all nations to be unashamed of who we have dwelling in us today. We have the Mighty One. We carriers of the Mighty One, and we can manifest that, the Mighty One. Amen. Get in there and get your self-talk corrected and quit talking that garbage to yourself all day long. And maybe you've got some ground there. Or in Jesus' name, we need to keep gaining ground in that area. Father, we thank you, Lord, for exposing the enemy, and thank you for the law above the human law, the law of God, of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Amen. Which overcomes the law of sin and death. Father, we thank you for that, that we don't live subject to the law of sin and death anymore, but we live subject to the Spirit of life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that made us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we walk in a different way because we're New Testament priesthood. We're beyond the Old Testament priesthood. We, you know, that wasn't enough. God had more for the priesthood. Yes, and he made us into New Testament priests, and everybody is a priest. Because everybody carries the presence. Everybody is an ark. Thank you for that, Lord. We carry you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege and the honor of being able to carry you, Father, day by day, moment by moment. What a glorious, glorious gift that is. We praise you for that. And we praise you for victory in our self-communications, Father, within our mind. We talk to ourselves all day long, Father, but we're going to start talking the right way. We're going to line up our talk with you, Lord. We're going to take down those talks that rise up that are not proper. They're not correct. They're not in proper alignment to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we're going to continue to cast out the devil and give him no place in us, in Jesus' name. We thank you for these things today. We thank you for the many blessings of you, Lord, and your presence in us. We want to thank you for it all today, Father, with glorious Lord that you are. Praise God forever. Thank you, Jesus. Our heart belongs to you. Our spirit belongs to you. We just won't give place to the devil in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, folks, we're going to take a little intermission here, and then we will come back and do some deliverance for a while. How about that? Okay. We'll be right back. Amen. Welcome back, folks. Let's do a little bit of deliverance now. Let's come against these spirits. Get rid of some of them. Amen. You don't want them, do you? I know I don't want any demons. So I want you to not have to have them either. So that's what I'm here for. Part of it anyway. So let's go ahead and deal with that tonight. All right. You ready? All right. Let's get into it. Just say in the name of Jesus, I command every wicked spirit in me to come out of me now. You have to go as you are called out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. Can't go into any of them when you come out of me in Jesus' name. You got to leave my house too in Jesus' name. Or my home, whatever you live in, mobile home, house, apartment, gotta go. All right, let's get on with it. Come against those fear spirits that dominate your mind during the day when you're talking to yourself. There are so many different forms of fear spirits. So many. It can be fear about your relationship, fear about your family, fear about your job, fear about the future, fear about your health. I mean, there's so many different areas. Fear of death. Fear you're going to die, fear you're going to lose, fear you're not going to be relevant, whatever. This ridiculous fear. We come against those fear spirits and command them to go. Come out in Jesus' name. All those fearful spirits, you have to come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, loose them, and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curses of fear in Jesus' name. And we command the spirits of fear to loose the people, let them go, all the way out, all the way out. Go, go, go. I bind you, fear. Go, all the way out, all the way out. All that fear, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Breathe them out. Yawn them out. Cough them out. All the way out. Go, all those fear spirits, go. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, keep going all the way out, all the way out. Go, go, go. In all that inferiority spirit, you go to all those inferiority spirits. Tell you you're inferior to others. Come out all the way out. That inferiority, come out now in the name of Jesus right now. Go, go, come out. Inferiority, come out. Inferiority, go. The blood of Jesus is against you. All that inferiority, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All that spirit of less than so-and-so. I'm less than so-and-so. I'm inferior to so-and-so. Come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Come all the way out. I bind you. I break your hold. Come out. All the way out. Breathe them out. Yawn them out. Let them go. All the way out. Go, go, go. All that inferiority. Come out of there. All those guilty spirits. The curse of guilt. All the way out. We break the curse of guilt. Break all that heavy burden of guilt over you. Bearing that guilt all the time in your self-talk, talking guilt talk. Come out of there right now. Go, go, go. Always feeling guilty. Always blaming yourself, taking self-blames. Come out. Come out in your self-talk, in your inward communication. Come out of there all the way out. All the guilt. All the guilt. Come out. 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 Come out all the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus, all the way up out of there, all that guilt, in Jesus' name, all that guilt, come out, 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 all the way out, all that guilt talk, that self-guilt talk. Come on, you just revealed that you're there, demon. We see you come out, all the way out, all the grief that the guilt has caused you. All the grief that the guilt has caused you. You feel grieved about yourself, grieved about life. Come out of there all the way out. All that grief, all that guilt, all that grief. Come out, come out, come out, Come out, grief. Come out, grief. All the grief over the guilt. All the things that you've done wrong in life weigh down on you. Weigh down like some heavy load, some heavy weight. Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So who is this? Who is this? Who is that devil that's trying to manifest and control your life? We bind you, devil. Come out. All that grief from the guilt. Come out, 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 all the way out. Come out. Come out. We break your power. We break your control. Come out, out. Come all the way out. Come out. Come on, all the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All that grief. All that grief. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. In Jesus' name. Keep going. We break any curse of promiscuous spirits, those promiscuous spirits. We break the curse. Maybe you're not promiscuous now, but you were. So we break the curse, and that promiscuity has to go. Go all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go all the way out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out all the way out. Keep coming out all the way out. Come out. All that promiscuity. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go. All that promiscuity. Go. In Jesus' name. All that spirit of unforgiveness trying to set up itself in there through abuse. Come out. All that abuse, all that unforgiveness. Come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, all the way, keep coming out. Come on, keep coming out of there right now. Go, 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 all the way, all the way out. All that curse of lustful living, promiscuity, come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. All that promiscuity, all that lust, all that sexual uncleanness in the mind. Come out. Come out all the way out. All that self-lust going on within yourself. Talk to yourself. Come out all the way out. All the way out. Nobody knows what you're doing in there but the Lord. So he's watching you and he's seeing you entertain those spirits. And you don't need to entertain them. Come out of there all the way out. Lingering long at some picture you see on the internet. Well, that could be a trap too. Watch out. Those spirits are looking for a way to get in there. Bring corruption to you and lust to build a stronghold inside of you. Come on, all the way out of there. All that lust. All that lust. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Come on. All the way out. Those lustful spirits, those lustful thinking spirits told you to think lustfully. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All those lustful spirits told you to think lustfully. Come out. In the name of Jesus, thinking lustfully. Seeing those half-naked people out there on the streets in the summertime, thinking lustfully, you come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out all the way out. Coming out. Come out. Come on. Up out of there. Move. Thinking lustfully. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Up out of there. Living lustfully, thinking lustfully, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out. All that anger, come out from unforgiveness, anger from abuse, come out. Anger at the abuser, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Anger at the abuser, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out. Anger at the abuser, come out. Come on. Move in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Go. 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 All the way out. The curse of mockery. Come out. We break that curse of the mocking spirit. Come out. Come out. You giving place to mocking? Come out. We break the curse of mockery. Come out, the mocking spirit. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All that spirit of bad-mouthing people, come out. Mocking people, bad-mouthing people, come out. Come out all the way out, critical spirit, come out. Criticizing people, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Gossiping spirit, come out. Slandering spirit, come out. Come out, come out. Oh, come on, take a few calls, get them moving out. All the way out, all the way out. All the way out of there. Mockery, gossip, slander, backbiting, stabbing people in the back. Come out, come out, come out. Lying to them and deceitfulness. Come out, come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, go, go. Bind you. Bind you in Jesus' name. You have to loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Guile. Come out. The spirit of guile. Come out. Guile. Having guile toward people. Come out. Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Guile. Come out. Jesus' name. Come out of the guile. All that guile. You have to go. All that deceitfulness. That lying spirit, come out. Come out of there. That murderous spirit, you said you wish you could kill them. That spirit, I just wish you could kill them. That's a murder spirit. Come out, that murderous spirit. We break the curse. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 the murder spirit. Come out, come out, murder. Come out, go, all the way out. Come out, in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Spirit of shame. Come out, all the way out. Shame, shameful spirit. Come out. Spirit of depression. Come out. Come out, depression. Come out. Depression spirit, you go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Come out of there all the way out. All that spirit of depression, come out. Spirit of depression, come up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Spirit of failure, fear of failure and failure, come out. Fear of failure, come out. Fear that you'll be a failure. Fear that you are a failure, come out. All that spirit of failure. The dark spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. We break the curse of impurity. Come out. Impurity, uncleanness. Come out. Nastiness. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Impurity, nastiness, uncleanness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Nail-biting spirit. You come out. Biting your nail spirit. Come out. All that nail-biting spirit, I bind you. Come out. 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 All the way out. That nail-biting spirit. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now, biting your nails. Come on, that habit, that demonic habit of biting your nails. Come out, 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 come out. Nastiness, uncleanness, impurity, come out. All the way out. We bind you, demons. Come out. We break the curses of impurity. We break the curses of nastiness. We break all generational curses of uncleanness. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Some people have some very nasty habits that they do. They chew their booger. They eat their booger. They chew their nails. They bite their lip, even until they bleed sometimes. Come out, all the way out. All their nasty habits, other unclean things that I'm not going to mention that people do with their own bodies, uncleanness, nastiness, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of rebellion, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Rebellion, Come out, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Spirit of incest, come out. Spirit of incest, come out. All the way out. All that incest. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Come out, incest, come out. Come out of there. Go all the way out. All that incest. Come out, come out, come out, come out. That ancestral spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go, go, go. All the way. All the way. That wounded spirit, too. That make you wounded. The woundedness. Come out. The woundedness spirit. Come out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out. That spirit of woundedness. That woundedness. Come out. All that woundedness. You're walking wounded. Come out. All that woundedness, go, 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 in Jesus' name, go. All the way, come out, 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 come out. Loose them and let them go. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. We apply the blood against that woundedness. Come out. Then the bossy spirit coming to me, a bossy spirit, being the boss. I'm going to be bossy with everybody that might be rooted in pride, maybe even insecurity, but you got to go, that bossy spirit, come out. Being the boss, come out. All that bossy spirit, come out. Come out, the bossy spirit, come out. Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. The bossy spirit, come out. Like to boss everybody around, come out. Be the bog, hoss bog, or boss hog, or whatever that's called. Come out of there. Go, go, all the way out. That bossy spirit. Go, 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 go. Keep going all the way out. We break the generational spirit, being the boss. Come out. Being bossy. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go. All that bossy spirit. All that pride behind it. Up in there behind it. Come out. All the way out. That pride. Come out. In Jesus' name. All that pridefulness. Come out. We break the power of that pride. We break the control of that pride. Come out. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go all the way. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out. You demons have to go. All that pride. Go. We break the generational curses of that pride. We go. Command you to go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. Keep moving out. Up and out. Spirit of embarrassment. Come on, all the way out. You're embarrassed about the Lord. Embarrassed about yourself and your anatomy. Come out, all the way out. All that embarrassment. Come out. Come out. Spirit of embarrassment. Your body. Embarrassed about your body. Embarrassed about your looks. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that embarrassment. We break the curse of embarrassment. Come out, come out, all the way out. Come on, all the way out, 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 out. Come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, you have to come out. All the way out of the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, I rebuke you. Come out, come out. Be weakened by the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus. We're the priest. We handle blood. Come out. Blood of Jesus applied against you, demons. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break all voodoo and witchcraft spells over people, jinxes, hexes, hexes, spells. You come out of there right now. We break those voodoo. Excuse me, go. All the way out. Come out. Come out, witchcraft, voodoo, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 Santeria, come out. Come out, witchcraft curses, generational witchcraft curses, Satanist curses, we break them over you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Mason curses, come out. Freemasonry, come out. All of, come out, you got to go. Satanism curses, go, go, go. Witchcraft curses, voodoo curses, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Go, in the name of Jesus. Got to go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way. Fear of the dark, come out. Fear of the dark, you got to come out of there. Go in Jesus' name right now. Loose them and let them go. Fear of the dark. Fear of the dark in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go all the way out, all the way out. come out, come out. Fear of the dark, go, go, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, fear of the dark, fear of being in high places, come out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Fear of the dark, fear of high buildings, come out. All the way, claustrophobic spirits, you come out. Come out, we break the curse of claustrophobia, come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, all the way out, go, all the way out. All that claustrophobic spirit, come out. Fear of being closed in a room, come out. All the way out, go, in the name of Jesus, right now. Loose them and let them go, come out. Come out, come out, keep coming out, all the way out. Keep coming out, come on, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Move, 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 and keep moving. Keep moving. Move up out of them. Loose them. Let them go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 Keep going. Keep going. Fear of the dark. Fear of people. Fear of man. Fear of performing. Come out. Fear of speaking in public. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. They're speaking in public. Let them go all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way. Take a few coughs. Let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Let them go. They have to go. They're commanded out in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this deliverance session tonight. Another one. Thank you for everyone we've had, Lord. Thank you for success and victory over these demons. Thank you for the spirits that subject to us. Seal this deliverance to those who have received deliverance today. Pray they'll be able to walk it out, keep what they got, and keep getting more. And Lord, you will bless them daily with the power of God to resist the devil and to take authority in their mind over their self-communication. Lord, give them the power they need to walk that way, even though, yes, you've already given it, then help them to walk in it then. Yes, help them to see the value of walking in these things. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, we give the praise and glory. Bless the listeners tonight. We appreciate each and every one. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, we'll see you back next week here. And God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. situation in the world we see right now. We look at the situation in our country, the chaos that demons are creating in America, the insanity that they're creating through the people that they control like a puppet on a string. It's amazing. And I look at that. If I did not know Jesus, I would be very concerned. Of course, I might be deceived like many of them if I didn't know Jesus, right? Thank God we know Jesus, folks. Thank God we know him. Thank God we've been born again. We know that you have a plan, Lord. We know that you're going to work things out. We know that you're coming back. We know that this world is not our home. We know that you answer prayers. Did you know Jesus answered prayers that have prayed in accordance to the word of God, that have prayed in faith? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes they're not answered immediately. But you know what? He does answer your prayers. Sometimes he'll say no. Sometimes he'll say wait a while. Sometimes you won't hear nothing right away. But, you know, he does answer prayers. And we call in a time of need. He's going to answer, quite rapidly sometimes. I've seen him answer immediately. Amazing grace. I tell you, what we have is amazing grace. What you have is amazing grace. It's so amazing every time I look at it. It's just amazing to me. And your God is an amazing God. My God is an amazing God. And the more we know him, the more we realize how absolutely amazing he is. You know, he loves you personally. He's going to work things out in your life. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't taken his hand off of you and deserted you and left you alone on some desert island. No, no, no. He knows right where you are. He's got your number. He needs to get in touch with you. He's going to be able to get in touch with you. Just keep on loving him. Keep on walking by faith and knowing that, man, if it seems like he's not doing anything, he's going to do something again. Don't worry. He's there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can be sure of that, my friend. You can be sure of that. And I'm praying for y'all. I pray right now for you in Jesus' name. Lord, bless your life. Bless him with abundant supply during this time that things prices going up and all the ridiculousness in the marketplace and the stupidity that is being propagated upon us, Lord, by these ridiculous people that don't have any sense. Seems like they're devoid of it. But, Lord, I thank you for blessing us and prospering us, just like you did. Was it Isaac? He reaped a hundredfold. He sowed and reaped a hundredfold in a time of famine, in a land of famine. We might live in a land of famine, but God can bless us. And so, Father, I thank you for blessing each one here that puts God first in their finances, to bless them abundantly, Lord, with more than enough, Father, even during the time where it looks like price is going through the roof and stuff like that. And, yeah, they lowered the gas a little bit for election, but still, that's fraudulent. They'll go back up. But anyway, we thank you, Lord, for doing great things in our lives, Lord. In spite of all that we see going on, that you're going to have the last word. Not any devil is going to have the last word. Jesus is going to have the last word. All right, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We'll bless you in Jesus' name. And we just pray for a brother who hurt his arm at his work. He owns a business, and he hurt himself working on the job because he's short on help. But he'll get help, and that he'll heal quickly from that. In Jesus' name,
Amen. All right. Well, love you all. Good night. And we'll see you back next time.